With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports on a sea corridor for aid to Gaza.
President says a charity ship will leave for Gaza as part of a pilot operation to test a new humanitarian sea corridor, delivering aid directly from Cyprus to the Palestinian enclave. Ursula von der Leyen says the EU, together with the US and the United Arab Emirates, are launching the sea corridor to deliver large quantities of aid to Gaza, that faces a humanitarian catastrophe. Von der Leyen adds the corridor will open as early as Sunday, preceded by Friday's pilot voyage by the charity Open Arms. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A United Airlines jet went off the runway at Houston's Intercontinental Airport. The 737 MAX 8 reportedly suffered a landing gear failure. No injuries reported. It comes one day after another United Boeing flight lost a wheel during takeoff. Several cars were damaged after they were hit by the wheel. Also at SRNnews.com, three people have died after a National Guard helicopter crashed in Texas near the Mexico border, about 15 miles east of Rio Grande City. So far, the cause of the crash is unknown. The Senate is passing a $460 billion spending package. It's to avoid a government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had promised last month that the Senate would not allow a shutdown. Over 27 million people tuned in to watch President Biden's State of the Union address on Thursday. Fox News had the largest audience with nearly 6 million people. ABC averaged just over 5 million. CNN had about 2.5 million viewers. This is SRN News. All this week, SRN News has been highlighting the perspective and biblical teachings of Dr. Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist in Dallas. He's a nationally prominent evangelical whose PowerPoint broadcast ministry carries the Word of God from the Prestonwood pulpit to 92 other countries every week. Now, in his seventh decade of life, Pastor Graham is showing no signs of slowing down.
God has given me incredible energy and health, and I'm grateful for that. So we can't quit. I say, if you're not dead, you're not done. You keep going, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's always my perspective. When God called anyone to serve him, it should be a commitment to our last day, to our last breath, to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham closed this year's National Religious Broadcasters Association convention. This is SRN News. This year's mild winters produced a sweet side effect,
allowing some maple syrup producers to begin tapping their trees as much as 2 months early. In Wisconsin, the fourth largest maple syrup producing state, many farmers started production in January and February, the earliest any of them can recall. New York, Vermont, and West Virginia, among other top maple syrup producing states, Vermont tops the list, producing more than 2 million gallons of the sweet treat annually. Rich Thomason reporting.
A bill that could ban TikTok is advancing out of committee. The House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously voted to advance the bipartisan bill that would require the social media app's China-based parent company, ByteDance, to divest the app. The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act was introduced by Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher. More details at SRNnews.com.